Tim Patrick, the head wrestling coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, joining us here as we take a quick preview of the upcoming 2020-2021 season. And, Coach, good to catch up with you again.
Yes, you too, sir. How are you been?
I've been well, Coach, and it sounds like things going well for you guys. 9 kids out this year. I get the sense you're pretty excited about this upcoming season.
Absolutely, absolutely. The kids have been working hard so far. We're really excited to get started.
What have you guys focused on since starting practice on the 16th of November?
You know, we got to get some takedowns and conditioned, of course. You know, our first takedown, our first, you know, on the bottom, get out of the bottom and, you know, be aggressive. I mean, that's what wrestling's about, so.
With 9 kids, coaches, things broke down pretty well where you guys can get guys in somewhat similar weight classes to be able to work against each other, to give each other kind of a good look in practice?
Yes, we do. They actually match up really well, honestly. You know, we got 2 young guys that are lightweights that work out, and then the rest kind of are right beside each other in weight, so it works out pretty nice. So
let's talk about those guys a little bit. You mentioned a couple of young guys. Who are the young freshmen coming in for you guys this season?
Our 6-pounder will be Toby Benninger. He's a freshman. You know, he hasn't had a lot of experience, but he's come a long ways in the couple of weeks we've had practice. And then Cage Monahan will be our 13 or 20-pounder, probably 20 this week. And he's wrestled through junior high and peewees. He's got a lot of talent. They're going to be really fun to watch, I believe. So
they pushing each other pretty well in practice right now?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's a brawl usually. So.
Coach, with that, let's kind of first check as far as age groups and stuff. Does everything break down pretty well for you guys' age group as well?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I mean, we've got, well, most of our kids are seniors, but we've got a sophomore and a junior and then the 2 freshmen. So, we broke down pretty well, I think. So.
All the guys kind of at the weight that you want them to be or pretty close, and are you guys going to have to do much changing around with the lineup as you get everybody kind of to the weight you want them to?
We're all pretty close. Like I said, Cage may go to 13 later on, but I said, you know what, we've got time. So, I mean, don't rush yourself. Don't try to lose all that weight at one time. So.
You mentioned the one sophomore, Jacob Estrada. What are you looking for from him, and what weight class is he going to be in?
He will probably be 52. It's probably 60 this week, but may end up going down to 52. He's got a lot of talent. He has worked his tail off all summer. He's lifted a lot in off season. He's got a lot bigger and stronger. I'm really excited for him.
It sounds like strength with this team going to be one of the probably strong points of the team coming in. Is that going to be a strength for this team overall? Is how strong the guys are?
Oh, I believe so. I believe so. They've all been in and out of the weight room, so it's helped considerably. So, you know, coming off football season, they'd have a great football season. That helps a lot, too, with us, too. So,
any concerns coming into the year, minus the fact that you still don't have a full roster, though you're closer this season?
Well, I don't believe so. I mean, I think, luckily, you know, we might be able to compete in some duels this year. You know, last year we only had a couple, 3 guys, and it's kind of hard to get the boys ready to wrestle, you know. But this year we've got some that are going to do a great job for us. So,
junior class, Preston McAllister and Rex Doty, I think the 2 guys in that junior class.
Yep.
What are you looking for from them 2 guys?
Preston is, you know, his older brother, you know. They're athletes. I can't say nothing but that. They're very good athletes, and they work hard. I can't complain a bit.
Where's Preston and Rex going to be at for you guys in the lineup this year?
Preston will probably be 70 this week and then drop to 60 later on, and then Rex will be 220. So.
What do you feel like their strengths will be coming into the year? What areas do you feel like they're really strong?
I believe on their feet more than anything. They are very talented on their feet. So, I mean, their condition is great. I mean, they're in great shape, so.
You mentioned wrestling on their feet. Is that an area you feel like you guys will be strong at this year overall as a team?
Yes, I do believe that. We drill and drill and drill on our feet all the time. So I sure hope it is anyway.
As far as then once you get on the mat, who do you feel like the guys maybe that are more comfortable once they get on the mat rather than on their feet?
I would say Aaron and Kale. They're just all around good at, in their, every position that they're in. I mean, they're our leaders. They're, you know, they're just ready to roll. Anytime we ask them to do something, they get them going, and we have no complaints about them. So.
Big years last year for Cal Pivastorf, Aaron, Aaron McAllister. You mentioned that two of the four seniors. What's the goals for those guys coming in, and where are you going to have those guys wrestle again this year?
Well, obviously, you know, they got a taste of the state tournament last year. I truly believe they could place down a state this year the way they're going right now. They are the leaders of the team. I mean, they work hard. They train hard, you know. I mean, they watch their weight right. You know, they're doing the right things. So,
do those guys go up against each other quite a bit in practice?
Oh, yeah, every day. And they will be, Aaron will probably be 82, and Kale will be back at 95, same weight as last year. So it's going to be fun. So,
is there a little, maybe a little rivalry kind of developing between those two?
I would say maybe a little bit, but you know what? They're great friends, and they compete hard. I mean, that's what makes each other better is when they compete. I mean, they're going after it every day in practice, which is good.
I was going to say, knowing those two kids, I imagine they're pushing each other and stuff to be better. The other two seniors, yep. Alex Durand and Josh Ramirez is going to do both basketball and wrestle, so he's going to help out both programs this fall.
Absolutely, yep. Alex is a little green yet, but he's come a long ways, too. It will be really almost his first year in varsity, so looking forward to him. He'll be at 26 or 32. So, but he is, he's got a lot of talent, too. He's really good on his feet, and, you know, he practices hard. So.
And what do you, Josh? What have you seen from Josh?
Josh would be our heavyweight, of course. He's very athletic. You know, he's come in first year in, since Pee Wee, so 7-8 years. You know, he's just an athlete, and I think we teach him a couple moves, you know, a takedown and a pinning combination. He's going to be turning a lot of heads. So.
What has he picked up so far, and what has impressed you with him, minus, you already mentioned his athleticism, but what else impresses you about Josh Ramirez on the mats?
He don't quit. I mean, that's the thing. He's striving to be as good as, you know, Aaron and Kale. I mean, they're all great, great friends. I mean, you know, those are the ones that kind of got him talked into coming out for us, too, and I think that's great, so.
Coach, do you like how your schedule breaks down this year if everything kind of holds up through the COVID stuff?
Yes, I do, actually. I think we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of success myself. So,
weekend tournaments, you guys going to be hosting again this year, I'm sure. What are some of the other tournaments you're hoping to have some success at this season?
Well, Woodward, you know, we finished in the top five last year. Hopefully we can get a little better than that this year, the first term of the year. Ours, of course, and then I really think the Guthrie tournament is huge for us. That kind of puts us right before sectionals to see where we're at the end of the season, too. So,
sectionals have already been released as far as the teams there. Do you like your guys' draw?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we could have three or four come out of there, maybe. So.
Along with you guys, who do you feel like the other programs in the Rolling Valley Conference that wrestle, who do you feel like can challenge you guys this year?
Oh, boy. Probably Ogden, of course. They always got somebody there, you know. I guess I really haven't really looked on who else. There's not many that got wrestling, really, you know. Woodbine's usually pretty decent, so, I mean, but.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, looking forward to the season, should be a fun one for you guys. You got a lot of great wrestlers coming back this year. I think the addition of Josh Ramirez is going to really help this team. But looks like you've got things headed in the right way, right direction down there. Appreciate you joining us, and best of luck this season.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, too.
You bet. Head Coach Tim Patrick again with the Coon Rapids Baird Wrestling Program.